We are making ourselves ready, actually having a dress rehearsal. And for most of us, this will be the second day. And there is beautiful music everywhere. Beautiful sounds from here and there. Beautiful faces welcome me. What a beautiful place to be. There were beautiful words for all to hear. Beautiful smiles from ear to ear. Beautiful people welcome me. What a beautiful place to be. Blessing, honor, esteem to Yahweh. Blessing, honor, esteem to Yahweh. Love him in the morning, love him in the evening, love him all day long, all day long. Well, I'm not going to go through the entire thing because I want to do the teaching here. Feast of Tabernacles typically is including the book of Isaiah or Yeshayahu. That is the most important book, Revelation 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of a great throng of much people in heaven saying, Hallel Yahweh, salvation and esteem and honor and power unto Yahweh, for true and righteous are his judgments, are his privileges. For he has judged the great whore. Well, they're talking about real judgment here. He has judged the great whore. And verse 3, skipping here, again they said, Hallel Yahweh, her smoke rose up forever and ever. And verse 6, I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallel Yahweh, for Yahweh omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed. There you are. You're arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of Yahweh. That was Revelation 19. The marriage of the Lamb is come. Right now, this is actually a dress rehearsal for the marriage of the Lamb. Feast of Tabernacles points forward to the end times, the second coming of our Messiah. He came the first time, to forgive us of our sins when he died on the tree at Calvary there and rose from the grave after 3 nights and 3 days. But he is coming back the second time, to gather us together. He's also coming back for judgment for those who don't want to be gathered and who are very, very rebellious. Isaiah 62:5, I'm just going to do one verse so you could just sit there and listen if you like, but more interesting to look it up about the bride. 62:5 in Yeshayahu, For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, and as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy Yahweh rejoice over thee. As a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall Yahweh rejoice over you. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, make yourself ready. Put on the wedding garments. Job 22:19 through 23. Okay, 19. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumeth. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the Torah from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from the tabernacles. Put the iniquity far from the tabernacles. And then he goes into talking about the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Thou shalt lay up gold as if it were just dust. 1 Chronicles 17 it is, 4 and 5, that the tent that he is in, that Yahweh is in, what tent is he in? He's in your body, or in your spirit, at least, if not in your body as well. But Yahweh is in you. And it doesn't make you a god. I know that there's churches out there, even the Church of God, a particular sect of it, is teaching now that you are gods. And that's a terrible thing, you know, I mean, because it gets into idolatry. 1 Chron 17:4-5. Go and tell David, my servant, thus saith Yahweh, thou shalt not build me an house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in an house since the day that I brought up the Hebrews unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. Yes, I'm aware we haven't gone to Isaiah yet, so let's do that. Oh, by the way, that was Nathan talking to David there that we were reading. But, and then the word of Yahweh came to Nathan to tell David that, if you wanted to know the context. And most of the time, you should read those. So we're going to Isaiah 54. Here is the real beauty of the feast. Is the book of Isaiah. He's coming into our tents. Verses 1 to 8. Sing, O barren. Isaiah 54, verse 1. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not hear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith Yahweh. Enlarge the place of thy tabernacle. Or tent, here it says, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. You'll forget it, all that shame, and it's all forgiven by Yahweh as long as you repented. And, you know, you don't go forward and keep doing it. And shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more, for thy maker is thine husband. Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of armies, in other words, is his name, Yahweh of armies. And thy redeemer, the separated one of the Hebrews, the chosen one. They don't use that name Israel here because it's three pagan words according to my Israel. You know, the people disagree, but that's what I've studied. The chosen ones, the separated one, his name, the redeemer of the pure one of the chosen. Yahweh of the whole earth shall he be called, for Yahweh has called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit and a wife of youth. When thou wast refused, saith Yahweh, for a small moment have I forsaken thee, for a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. I will gather thee in a little wrath, spelled W-R-A-T-H, in a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer. There he is talking about our tent, the tabernacle in Scripture. And then to the next chapter. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come you to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is great. And let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercies of David. That's right. You can find that, the sure mercies of David, that is a reference to it in Acts 13:34. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. And then they say, we don't want a commander. We don't want him to tell us when we will worship. I will keep one day in seven. I won't keep any day in seven. Okay? I'm just me. I'm just gonna go out and do my own thing. Well, we're not doing that here. We're doing what he told us to do. And when this feast is over, we're gonna keep doing what he told us to do. Not only in the next feasts to come, you know, last great day, and then Passover and first fruits, or Feast of Weeks, and then the trumpets, atonement, and back to the Feast of Tabernacles every year until he comes, or until we die, and then we'll just kind of be dead for a little bit and wake up, and there he'll be the next second. Next second, we'll open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, and we'll actually be there in his presence. But today, we're just doing our exciting dress rehearsal here for him, but just think of it then. Think about Yahweh, that whenever he comes, that it's going to be the most exciting time for mankind. And so many people who say, well, I don't think I'm worthy, I don't have a chance. Yahweh's going to say, well, you trusted in me, didn't you? You know, you didn't know right from wrong, you didn't read the word, but there is a place for you here. Come sit at my feet. Yeshayahu 7:14, and then 7:14 of Isaiah. Therefore, Yahweh himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Yahweh himself shall give you a sign. And I think that sign was that a virgin shall conceive. So that was Miriam, the virgin. Joseph and Miriam at this time, as they traveled to the Feast of Tabernacles. And in Luke 2, it tells us there was no room at the inn. Of course there wasn't, because they were all there while the shepherds were out tending their flocks by night and also by day. The shepherds were still out in the field, so it wasn't winter time there in Jerusalem area. So we should be reading that as well. We'll get into Luke 2 and go through the birth of Messiah a little bit. He's not a little child in the crib to us. He is how did Job's friend there, the Temanite, put it? Well, he's the mighty commander of the armies anyway. Yahweh himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. So it indeed is the most wonderful time of the year at the feast, because we look back and see when Yahweh came to be born of a virgin, when he sent his own son to live that life, not in our stead, but to show us the example that we should walk in his steps. At least according to Peter, that we should walk in his steps. Isaiah 8:8. Hang on, yeah. And he shall pass through Yehuda, or Judah. He shall overflow and go over. He shall reach even to the neck, and to the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. O Emmanuel, Yahweh, maybe. Associate yourselves, all you people, and you shall be broken in pieces, and give ear. Yeah, there's judgment coming, we can see in America there. Next chapter, Isaiah 9:7, of the increase of his government and peace and his shalom, there shall be no end. So there will be no end to his government. Instead of less law, maybe there will be more laws. there certainly won't be any less, though, because it's going to increase. But his entire reign over, you know, all these people, all these that will respond to Yahweh's commands, and that will, out of love, will obey him by the power of the Spirit. The increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from right ruling, from henceforth, ever forever, the zeal of Yahweh of hosts will perform this. And then Yahweh with us in chapter 64. That's Isaiah 64, please. So let me start at verse 3. When thou didst terrible things, which we looked not for, thou camest down. The mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O Yahweh, beside thee, what he has prepared for them that waiteth for him. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O Yahweh, beside thee, what he has prepared for them that waiteth for him. wherever you might be around the world. We pray that He will bless you and keep on blessing you before, during, and after the feast, and long until He comes back. May He prepare us. May Yahweh prepare us by the name of Yahweh Hosha HaMashiach to enter into His presence so that we may make ourselves ready for the bridegroom, for the Lamb. Shalom.